1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
I think your levels are okay. Mine seem to be a little bit high.
Okay, that's all right.
Tell us what you had for breakfast, Simon.
Today I cooked my... Well, I didn't actually cook today. I just had banana, apple and orange. Two bananas, two apples and one orange.
Are you on a diet?
A seafood diet. No, I haven't been shopping.
Let me guess. Seafood and I always have to eat it.
Well, you see, the thing is, you know, it's one of those things where you go, I wish I'd done some shopping and you're only eating what's left.
So all you've got basically is a few things which isn't enough to make a meal.
No.
So it's just enough to, you know.
Just to get by.
Tide you over.
That's it.
Till the big shop.
Oh, we've got to do the big shop. I normally do it on a Monday. And now I feel like I've let all the people down in my local supermarkets.
The thing is, how big is your big shop?
It's a basketful.
That's your whole weekly big shop.
Whole weekly big shop, yeah.
Should we get started then?
Let's do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, coming from a studio somewhere in the world, it's the Cottrell Cast!
Yes. That's right, we have actually made it. We are here in a proper studio.
Yes.
Proper soundproofing.
Of course.
Very professional. Why on earth we're in here, I'll never know.
How did we get in here?
No idea. But this is the first episode.
Whoa. We did an episode last week.
Oh, let's not go down this route again. So, when you go to the cinema,
yes,
and you hear the old Pearl and Dean, you're wrong. Well, that's a trailer.
Right.
Would you then go and tell your friends that, I've actually already seen this film. It's done. I've watched it. I know exactly what's happening. Because you don't know what's happening. You've seen a minute and a half of it, my friend.
Okay, well, look, if you buy a Malteser teaser, it's still a Malteser, right?
A Malteser teaser?
I mean, I had
one.
What
is that?
It's just like a little bar of Maltesers, but it's a teaser bar. But it's still chocolate, right?
Again, if you go and watch a trailer of a film, you can't say that you've seen the whole film you saw the trailer.
All
so,
right.
This is the official first episode of the Cottrell Cast.
That's a good start, isn't it? Yeah.
Reason we are slightly confused with the name.
Yeah.
Tell us, Simon, because you've been heading up the technology on this, haven't you?
Yes, I have. And I put it onto iTunes and I put it onto Google Podcast. We put it onto Podomatic. We're trying to get it on Spotify. We're trying to get it everywhere, right? But the mistake was not really quite knowing what the name was.
Yes.
So I thought at one point it was the Cottrell's Podcast.
Yeah.
And it wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
And then I tried Cottrell's Podcast. No. Then it was Cottrell's Cast. And then I discovered actually it was meant to be Cottrell Cast.
Yes.
Why did we just call it Apple Pie Club?
So actually, if you subscribed sometime last week, what you'll have seen is a daily name change of the podcast.
Thank you.
You'll have signed up for the Cottrell Cast. You'll have got one called Apple Crumble and Rhubarb coming up. You'll have had one called the Cottrell's Cast, the Cottrell's Broadcast, Cottrell's Cast. It's called the Cottrell Cast.
I know.
And I think it was a nice little ring to it. Sure. Cottrell Cast.
Well, yeah, but the trouble was my spelling is awful. So Cottrell. Now I know. I'm sorted.
And if you search that wherever it may be on iTunes or I always forget the name of it. Is it the Google Play something or other?
Podcast.
Is it just called that?
Podcast. Google Podcast. Yeah, if you're on an Android phone, head on over to Google, download the app called Podcasting, and if you go to there, you literally type in Cottrell Cast, the face of me and Gareth will come up,
yes,
looking strange, we will be there. You can see the teaser, and now you can hear this one as well.
Which is a full episode, and we don't want to do longer than half an hour.
No.
The reason is that we want to leave you hanging. We want to leave you...
Not literally.
Yes.
This is rubbish!
Please, do not commit suicide because you've heard this podcast. In fact, don't commit suicide at all.
No.
Whether or not you have heard this or not.
Call us.
Call us. We're here to help.
Not really helping.
No, don't. We are here to hinder your cause. So if you go to... I've actually got this on my piece of paper, the Google Podcast.
Yes.
And you search for Cottrell Cast, Cottrell, no S on the end.
Please, no S.
Cottrell Cast. And we're also on Facebook, by the way.
Yeah.
If you go to Cottrell Cast on Facebook, you're looking for the same picture that you'll see on the, I'm getting mixed up now. On the episodes that you need to watch,
yes,
is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. It's a picture of basically Gareth looking bemused while I'm looking bemused at him.
Because you were trying to embrace me.
Just want to be close to you, Gareth.
In regards to categories,
yes,
when we were setting up this podcast,
there was
a number of them that we could have had, okay? So, I couldn't find the comedy one.
Okay.
Whether or not we do class ourselves as a comedy
act.
Well,
I'd like to think that somebody might be laughing somewhere right now going, oh my gosh, or yeah! Or...
Yeah, so comedy category, does that mean that you're laughing at us or laughing with us?
Hopefully with. What, did you go down the historical route?
Well, these are the ones which were at the top. So
okay,
off the fact that I put in the title, the Cottrell cast,
yes,
what it does, it sort of offers you things that it thinks your category will be. So I put in Cottrell cast. Would you like to have a guess of some of the categories that were suggested that we should put our podcast in?
Oh, please let comedy be least one of those.
It wasn't even on. It wasn't even on a list of 10.
Oh, no.
I've put down on my piece of paper the first five.
Okay.
For some reason, it suggested that the Cottrell cast, the perfect category for iTunes, sexual health. What's going on there? How has it possibly got that? The other one was sport.
Sport?
No idea.
Cast?
Cottrell cast.
Maybe it's
fishing.
Oh, cast. Yeah, fishing. Wow,
maybe.
These are really weak links, right?
And the one here, which really, politics.
Oh, no.
A political podcast.
No, that is definitely not us.
Music, but not just any.
Oh, okay.
Not just any music. Would you like to guess what the subcategory was?
Rave music?
Well, apparently, Cottrell cast would be perfect as a garage music podcast.
You know what garage is, right?
I remember it from the 90s.
Okay, yeah. It's not some guy opening the building next to his house and going and then putting it back down again. No, it's like 130 to 140 BPM. That's what garage music
is. That is how you actually categorize what?
Yeah, that would be if you go to any particular garage song, and there is a few just breaking that barrier outside of that, but everything from like Remix to Ignition, Rewind, that kind of stuff, maybe some Praise You Shackles, maybe that's all in there at 130 to 140 BPM.
Simon, being a DJ, of course, he really knows. He really knows his tunes, don't you, my friend?
I love them. I love music. It's just been a beauty of my life. And garage music is not kind of really my scene, but I had to understand it to play at gigs and stuff.
And he loves the sound of applause.
When
he's just played a banger. Ladies and gentlemen, this one you won't believe. We're going for George Formby when I'm cleaning windows. Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Can you imagine it? Oh no. I've never, although it's on Saturday, genuinely, someone asked me, Simon, is it possible to play a little bit of Chaz and Dave?
Which one did you go for?
I didn't go for it in the end because he changed his mind. He went, oh, could you do ABBA instead? I went, okay, ABBA, yeah. Chaz and Dave, I would have gone for. I think I would have gone for Rabbit. Not because it's just like, not it's the only one that I know, but it's the one that I don't know if most people would know.
You see, I like the fact that he didn't have enough confidence in his own request. He thought, oh no, Chaz and Dave walked over and went, Chaz and Dave. Actually, no, I won't have that. I'll have ABBA.
Yeah, he changed his
mind. But if you'd have gone for the one, is it, oh darling, there's no loving you or trusting you or something?
There ain't no pleasing you.
That would bring the house down, that would, I reckon. No, then you just...
I've never played a Pleasing You. And Chaz and Dave, no, sorry. I mean, I don't think I've ever actually played Chaz and Dave at a disco. So maybe at the next Chaz and Dave disco that I do, then I will play some Chaz and Dave.
Simon, available for all sorts of functions.
Yes, it is. Parties, bar mitzvahs. It is.
So we've decided to put it in the category of comedy.
Yes.
Now, you can be the judge of this. Is this a comedy podcast or not?
Yeah.
If you could review it, that would be great. But... this is the sort of thing that we want to be doing. Just having a chat,
yep,
having some fun.
Yep.
We've got a few features lined up. What we're going to do later on in the show is a pre-recorded package of when we played Chubby Bunnies in the garden.
That was... Well, I can't even say who won yet, can I?
Not yet, because if you do, it will completely wreck the whole point of us playing it in the first place. But I feel rather sick, I'll be honest with you.
Well, do you know what? It's not even like those little marshmallows. I've seen the bag you've bought, and they are the big ones. They're like the big American ones.
Massive.
They are huge.
Now, I said in passing that I reckon I could fit six in easily.
I don't think you can.
I didn't necessarily mean my mouth, you see.
Oh,
pockets?
Yes.
Under the hat?
Yes, under the armpits.
Yes. I reckon one in the mouth.
Yeah.
A few in the ears, oh, maybe.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Wherever.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know.
But we will find out who wins along with you.
Yes.
To be quite honest.
Absolutely.
And we'll be doing this every week where we almost go down into the garden. We need a really catchy name for this. Competition in the garden. No, it's a competition in the garden.
Garden challenge? No, it's not about gardening, is it? It's challenged Cottrell and Tuck, isn't it? That's the kind of like Gareth and Simon's big fat challenge or something.
Before you start thinking it, no, we have not nicked it from Saturday Night Takeaway. Challenges Ant, or Ant challenges Deck, whichever one.
Surely not.
But we couldn't get Stephen Mulhern, so instead we've got Sarah.
Yes.
And we'll be going down to the garden very soon
with her. Does she look happy today or what?
Look at the face on that. It could curdle milk. It could easily curdle milk.
We love her, though.
She's just pleased to be here with us. We said, right, your feature starts in the garden. Here's the marshmallows. And that's all she knew. One point that I am slightly concerned about.
All right.
Is that we launched the teaser, the trailer, whatever you want to call it, to Simon. It's basically the whole episode. but we launched that about a week and a half ago.
Yeah,
now, is that right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I've been playing it for people, encouraging them, saying, yeah, listen to this. Do you know what my wife said?
Oh.
She said, we sound like we're the same person.
No.
Which I don't understand because you're from down south, Cockney geezer.
Yeah.
And I'm from India. So I don't understand.
How is she saying that? I can she not hear a blend? I mean, I would hate to go around to your house. Like, open
so
the
would
door
I. And, yeah, I would hate to have you around at my house.
Go into the kitchen,
right?
And your wife goes, Sam goes, can I have a drink? And I go, yeah, yeah, yeah. And she goes, oh, thanks, Gareth. As if like it was me in your house.
You've put on weight, haven't you, Gareth?
Hey, yeah, yeah. Just because I've got two chairs to sit on.
And your hair's grown back. Wow, it's a miracle. Taken from one side and put on the other. But I've got a little example because she says that we didn't start off sounding the same.
Oh, okay.
But towards the end, we did sound the same.
Oh.
And I want to play this. 28 seconds worth. Can you work out which we are? I genuinely can't hear this at all. But what we want to do is to test this system out.
Yes.
So share it. It should be on iTunes right now. We want you to subscribe. So as soon as the next episode is released, in fact, the first episode, you'll be able to see it flash up on your iTunes. And what's the other one called?
Google Podcast, then.
The Dark Side one.
Oh, come on. We're all Android fans.
We're looking forward to starting it. We will be back with our first episode next week.
Yes, can you believe it?
Don't understand it.
No, I can't. I can hear a difference.
I can hear a massive difference.
Does your wife need ear syringing?
Well, I did. I see what you did there. Have you been looking at my notes? Because that is exactly what I did last week. And I have to say...
How was it?
Well, that's the third time I've had it done in my life.
Okay.
The first time I ever had it done, I was away in Malta and they basically messed it up because they used a proper syringe with cold water in it. And just blasted it in my ear. They were doing it over and over again. Nothing was coming out at all.
Well, all so the water
I was
went
thinking,
in your head.
Yes, it's in there
mouth.
Still.
Open your mouth.
Honestly, but good thing is, I'm never thirsty. Never been thirsty in the past 8 years. It's fine. But what was strange was the fact that they didn't do it right. So I was put off by this.
Yeah,
and then
course.
I had it done properly in the UK. Not that, you know, Malta and the...
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, yeah, careful there.
Especially
careful.
With Brexit and all that.
Yeah. Oh, don't mention the war.
But I had it done properly by a nurse at the NHS, and it's this little ear jet wash.
Okay, well, like you'd get the garage. I mean, if I went down to car wash and then it'd be like one of those like little pointer handle things.
But bigger.
Oh, no.
No, it's not. It's basically the size of... So the pipe that goes in your ear is probably the size of a pen.
Okay.
A normal household pen.
Okay.
And they fill up this container, which bubbles away, warming it all up for you.
Yeah.
And you've been prepping the ear before this, of course. So olive oil in it, making it all soft for a week or two. And then, wow, I have got photographs of this.
Okay.
It is amazing. They shoot in this water for about 3 or 4 minutes and your earring comes back completely. No. Sat up and
no, what about okay?
You have this cup underneath your ear, catching it all in.
Sure.
And then you hear this crackling and this pop and all this wax comes out.
Ooh.
Now I had mine done about 4 years ago before last week.
Yeah.
And I've got photographs of it. You wouldn't believe
how much gunk.
There was so much stuff in there. I probably had 3/4 of Manchester. In there. You've never seen anything like it.
That's a lot of wax. But I mean, could you not use it as candles? What, was there people in there? Did you have like small elephants?
There was a small toddler. Now, I don't know how he's got in there. There was hairs in there. There was wax.
Okay.
There was all sorts in there.
Wow.
I mean, but my hearing now is completely fine. It's brilliant.
What? Your hearing's what?
What? Sorry? So normally I have the headphones up to 10. I've
yes.
got them down to 5 now. Everything's fine.
Well, I can't believe it. I
it's
must
sorted.
Have this done myself, actually.
Well, can we do it on the podcast? Can we get some audio of it?
Okay.
Do you find that your hearing has got a little bit, you know, a little bit dodgy as the years have gone
yes.
on?
Yes, I'm being a little older.
Have you ever had it done before?
No, I've never had it done. I've never, ever had my ear syringed before. I've heard about ear candle-y things, and I've heard about sitting on those kind of like, those remedy-type things, but I've never, ever actually had my ears syringed.
So I'm thinking what we could do is every week, sort of medical thing
yeah,
where
okay.
you go and have something done. I mean, I would do
what,
it, but
what?
You know,
what, challenge Simon?
My name's on the tin, you know. If I die whilst broadcasting, which,
okay.
if I'm honest, it wouldn't be the first time I have died on there. But how would this continue? How could the Cottrell cast
okay.
be without having a Cottrell?
So would you then edit all the words I've ever said and then pop them into the podcast, or would it just be silence?
Well, we would basically come down and watch you have these medical procedures.
Yes.
Depending whereabouts the procedures are, of
sure.
course. I think we'll probably
Winston,
draw
probably.
The line. Oh, doctor, it's me Stokes. I think we will probably draw the line at a prostate.
Yes.
But ears, if you would like to have some sort of, I don't know, ears, some nose,
eyes,
something
hair,
or other.
Hair, is that it?
Well, talking of hair, could we maybe get you some hair implants along with me? Do you reckon?
Where would you put them?
On your normal hair.
Well, so more hair implants on my
yes.
normal hair.
Why is it, okay, there is over a 55-year age gap between me and you.
Sure.
And
I
why is it that you've got a full head of hair?
You know what?
And mine is completely gone.
Well, I can't get a beard. So I figured that you're, you know, all your hair is sunk, like sort of gravity thing, going, oh, look, I'll go around the chin. And my hair's gone, I'm not going down there.
But
I'm staying up top.
Nobody ever picks on a person and bullies them because they can't grow a beard. Have you ever heard them go, ha, look over there, baldy chin? All the time, me, Harry Hill, oh, look,
go
a boiled
on.
Egg on legs walking down the street. It's ridiculous. Oh, look, baked bean man over there.
Oh, Gareth.
It's completely gone now at the top.
It has gone.
It's completely gone, but I've decided to basically
bick it.
I'm
looking now.
So it's gone because I've cut it that short,
okay.
but it had gone anyway. But you used to be a hairdresser.
Yes, I did.
So is there anything that you know can cause this?
If you loss of hair can be done by alopecia, which is stress alopecia. So if you get stressed and you get pulling on your hair and you get little lumps of hair missing on your head, that's called alopecia. The actual follicles themselves, basically the internal roots have just died. So the hair will no longer produce. So you've got little kind of sacks of roots underneath your skin over the top of your head, which is where the root is grown out of. And if that's gone, then no more hair will come out of those particular roots.
Ever again?
Ever again. Gone. So what they try and do is with the implants is they try and put them back in and then have fixed hair. So you have like a fixed hair going into your head. So,
but do you believe once it's gone, it's gone?
I think once it's gone, it's gone.
Because you do
unless you want to try some manure, I mean, there's some lots locally at this moment in time, and I don't know if that works.
It reeks in here, doesn't it?
slap some manure on your head. Boom, done.
You see, people like Callum Best.
Yes.
They spend thousands of pounds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you need to have it done three or four times, and you're talking about £10,000 a go.
I don't think it's worth it, Gareth.
Once it's gone, it's gone.
Yeah, you look great.
Thank you very much.
I mean, I keep staring at it now because you've mentioned it.
Look at it. Slap it. Look, hear it. Look. Slap it. There you go. Slap it. Kiss it. There if you want.
The intimacy's gone too far now.
Okay. But hair loss, mine's gone. Yours hasn't.
No.
We're not quite sure why that is. How there's people who are a lot, well, massively older than me.
Oh, massively.
Who have got full heads of hair.
Yeah.
And yet you see people at the age of 16 going bald.
I know. Yeah. Again, my cousin is very, very bald. And he was only in his 30s when he went completely bald. Oh, you're in your 30s, aren't you?
That's Ali, isn't it? Ali Pisha.
Yes. Yeah, my brother.
Nice bloke.
Yes.
Know him well. We're going to try this feature here, and I'm not sure what you make of this.
All right, okay.
You haven't heard the jingles yet.
No.
But...
It may take a while, it should make you smile, but remember, it's just for porn!
Yay! Oh, this is great.
A bit Cockney-esque, really.
Apple and pears!
So this is a feature which we will run through because we appreciate that we have already been talking for 22 minutes. If you haven't fallen asleep already, then who knows?
Who knows?
Could be the feature that sends you right off. It's called Just for Pun, and I will give you every week a news story. And what you have to do is to tell me the newspaper pun, the headline in the newspaper.
Oh, really?
So this one, it was in the Mail Online.
Okay.
A Buckinghamshire village are being warned that an influx of otters threaten to eat all fish and hens in the area. So far, villagers have seen animals vanish, not only overnight when you would suspect, but in daytime too. They're cheeky little things, these otters.
Cheeky.
But what was the headline? To sum up that.
The day after otter?
No. Try again.
Otter and chips, otter...
Do you understand the feature? Okay. Usually there's a pun in an everyday phrase or name that you would use.
All right, okay. So not like just film titles.
No.
Utterly horrible.
Keep going down that route.
Utterly...
What would it be? So if you're a farmer, all your hens have been eaten, your fish has gone as well from the pond, it will be complete...
Devastation.
Go on. Otter devastation.
Otter devastation.
Yes, the first one right. The next one, a flu epidemic has hit New York City. New York City.
New York.
With thousands of New Yorkers turning up at hospitals.
Right.
Doctors are now concerned that if this continues, the hospitals will not be able to cope with the influx of patients.
Right.
What was the headline in The Sun?
It's got to be something like, "Let's hear it for Flu York."
Go on. Well, work on the fact that where this has taken place.
Well, it's New York.
Yes.
So not Flu York.
Go on.
Flu York.
Yes. Where are you?
I'm in New York, America.
Yeah.
Flu York.
York City. Yes.
Flu York City.
Okay, right.
Yay.
There we go. The next
it's
one.
It's hard, isn't it?
Oh, it's like milking a stone. Chinese media have been reporting that a fuel shortage... has taken place as the price of oil has risen yet again.
Okay.
Locals have been seen fighting at the pump to get the last bit of fuel.
Oh, no.
What was the headline, please?
Fighting fuel, fighting fires.
No.
Fuel fighting.
What is China famous for? What sort of martial arts?
Karate, kung fu.
Yes.
Okay. Kung fu.
Think of what's been taking place. Petrol, diesel.
Everybody's talking about pop music.
Now he's showing
fighting,
his age.
Fighting. So that kung fu fighting.
Kung fuel fighting.
Yes.
And the final one. Children and parents have been complaining to Disney that a new Star Wars figure of Jar Jar Binks.
Oh, what?
You should get this one.
A new one?
Smells horrible.
Yes.
This is due to a chemical reaction with the plastic and the paint. What was the headline?
It's got to be easy. This has got to be easy. Jar Jar stinks?
Yes. Is the right one.
Congratulations.
I'm on a roll now.
Well done. We've got just enough time to introduce Sarah. So, very strangely, we're going to go to ourselves in a pre-recorded package to see how we get on attempting chubby bunnies.
Okay, so we are in the competition garden, or the challenge garden.
Come on.
How are we feeling, guys? Are you feeling ready?
I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm up for this. Hungry.
Hungry. Okay, well, we'll see if you actually manage to eat them or even get them in your mouth at all, because we are going to play chubby bunnies.
They are rather large marshmallows.
They are huge marshmallows. So they are American size. I don't even know if they're normal American size, but they're kind of, they're supposed to be famously from America.
Okay.
And they're about the size of my hand. And basically, you're going to try and get as many of these as you can whilst saying chubby bunny in your mouth. So how many giant marshmallows can you fit in your mouth and then say chubby bunnies after each one? Are we ready?
Ready.
I reckon these are fairly deceiving. It looks as though we could fit a lot in. Let's just get the size on here. We're talking probably about what? The size of a palm?
Yep.
Just about. I'm going to go for, I reckon I can get three in there at least.
Three?
What do you reckon?
Well, your mouth is definitely bigger than mine, but I'm going to try and beat that, okay?
Okay.
But we'll see.
I'm going to try and get four.
Is it possible? Yeah, four is more than three,
all
right?
Okay. No, that's fine. That's what I'm asking.
All right.
Right. Okay, you
Who's
ready?
First?
Go at the same time.
Same time? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
Here we go.
Okay.
Ooh.
They've both gone for it. And they're struggling. You've got to completely cover up the marshmallow. You can't be showing any marshmallow. Gareth's not coping very well. You can't chew it. You can't bite it. You can't bite it. Come on. Gareth, pretty much the whole thing is out of your mouth. Come on, Simon. Oh. I think the microphone's covered in spit there. Right, Gareth, go.
Chubby bunnies.
No.
I'm joking, all right.
You took it out. Go on. Put the marshmallow back in.
Chubby bunnies.
Oh, that was better than Simon. Can we say it properly? I'm not having that. Gareth, can you fit another one in? I think you beat Simon there, but let's see if you can do another.
Right. First one going in now.
Oh, what? It's hot. Chubby bunnies!
Oh, no, that is still out. Come on.
Chubby bunnies!
Okay, number two.
Right, stick number two in.
Come on.
I can't do any more. Please don't do it. He's gagging everybody. Number two.
Gary the wins with two. Well done. Okay, so that is our challenge for this week. Well done. We have our winner, Gareth Cottrell.
A tip for you, don't ever do that just after lunch.
No, I can't imagine it being the nicest
thing.
Oh, I feel
awful.
So, challenge one done. Gareth Cottrell is our winner. Are we ready for next week's challenge?
I'm ready.
Seeing as Simon's going to be away, we're going to do something where you can call in on the podcast.
Okay.
And you're going to, what the challenge is going to be is, I want you two to record someone busking live.
Okay.
So just somebody in the street busking. You can't just go home and say to your wives,
who wins?
Oh, can you just... Who wins? Hmm. What do you mean?
Best song.
Most bizarre busking instrument.
Yes.
That you can find.
Most bizarre busking instrument.
Where are we going to find someone's going to be busking?
Spoons?
Okay, all right. I'm ready.
Have you ever found someone busking in spoons?
What, where the spoons?
With spoons. Okay, right. So someone busking with spoons. Right. Should we set that as the challenge?
Let's
no.
Do it.
I'm up for that.
Okay,
yeah,
if you can find spoons, then extra points, and
right.
I'm not talking about weather spoons anymore. All right, brilliant. Thanks very much, guys.
So, can you believe it?
I know.
I've got apparently a bigger mouth than Simon.
Well, how is that even possible?
Who knew? Thank you to Sarah, and we'll be going back to Competition Garden.
Yes.
Next week.
Is she still there? I mean, is she going to be there all week, like in the garden waiting for us to appear again?
We have chained her up to a bench.
Okay.
If her parents are listening, if you want to bat, you need to pay us £1 billion.
£1 billion.
So that is it from us.
Yeah,
if you've
you.
Enjoyed it, then we would love you to subscribe. And then every single Friday when we release a new episode, it will automatically arrive on your device.
Yes.
You can simply go to the Google Podcast.
Tick.
Have I got that right?
Yeah, or you can go iTunes. Or you can... If you go to Podomatic as well, we're all on there. Anywhere is possible to read it. Or even go to Facebook. There's links there. It's probably easier.
So just search CotrellCast on your device and rate us as well. Let us know how we got on. If you would like to contact us, then we haven't yet set up a proper email address, but sure. What you can use is gareth@garethcottrell.co.uk. All Perfect. The Gareths. Oh. But till next week, thank you for listening.
Thank you.
And toodle pip.
Bye-bye.